Each year, legislative and business leaders gather to discuss the state of Florida's water. This year's Florida Water Forum drew some 200 leaders to Orlando for updates on the state's water and environmental policy. The keynote speaker was Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam. He said the state faces a water shortage. 90.7's Amy Green went to the forum and joins me now. Amy, how bad is this potential water shortage?
Well, Nikki, Putnam says water is the state's biggest long-term issue. He says Florida faces a shortfall of more than a billion gallons daily by 2030. And under current growth projections, Central Florida faces a shortfall of 250 million gallons daily. Putnam wants lawmakers to approve a statewide water policy. Now Florida's water is primarily managed regionally. Putnam wants a comprehensive approach.
So what exactly does that mean?
The agriculture commissioner says the policy would involve conservation, storage, and reclaiming, or reusing water to irrigate golf courses and things like that. Putnam says now is the time for this policy. Lawmakers are not influenced by a record hurricane season or drought. He says lawmakers can pass thoughtful policy rather than reactionary policy.
Amy, why does Florida need a statewide water policy?
Florida's waterways now are overseen primarily by the state's five water management districts. It was set up that way because Florida is geographically diverse and faces a variety of water issues. The panhandle is different from, say, South Florida and the Everglades. Putnam wants more coordination.
Thinking about water as a statewide priority rather than just somebody else's problem, which is typically how we viewed it, the Tampa Bay water wars or Orange County versus Brevard County or Miami and Lake Okeechobee. We need to recognize that this is one system in one state.
Now, Central Florida is a unique example of this. The boundaries of three water management districts meet here. And this was one reason for the Central Florida Water Initiative, a first-of-its-kind collaboration in Florida of state and regional stakeholders on the issue of water.
What do other people think about this idea of a statewide water policy?
Right. Well, water was a priority of the spring legislative session. The Senate and House each passed bills, but they couldn't reach agreement on a policy to send to the governor. And that's why Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam is calling on lawmakers to take up the issue during next year's legislative session.
What about environmentalists? What's their take?
Environmentalists have criticized what they say is growing state influence in the water management districts. For example, the South Florida Water Management District appointed a Scott administration insider as its new executive director only a few weeks ago. Charles Lee of Audubon of Florida says if the policy ensures the preservation of water for future generations, then that's good.
But it also could be a tool that would allow utilities to violate long-established principles protecting water resources and override the decisions of water management districts to protect those resources within the boundaries of their own districts.
But Charles Lee says it's really too early to say if a statewide policy would be good because we don't know what the legislature is going to do.
But Amy Green, Florida gets 50 inches of rain annually. Why are we then facing a water shortage?
That's right, Nikki. You have to remember, historically, Florida was a very marshy state. Nearly all of South Florida was underwater. Early Floridians drained that water out to sea for growth and development, and obviously they were very successful at that. But now we have a system where we have too much water during rainy times and not enough water during dry times. The challenge facing the state is restoring a more natural flow to Florida's waterways and creating more water storage so that our supply can keep up with our fast-growing population.
I've been speaking with 90.7's Amy Green. Amy, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.